they're quite clear. Really, off-road vehicles are not intended to be used in either parks or public spaces, and in fact, that's prohibited by law.
So anyone who's riding a scrambler or a quad in the like of Ballysillan, they should be facing the rigours of the law. The PSNI should be there to book them.
Yeah, well, we do have a range of powers in order to deal with the situation, and they really start from being able to warn people about the activity, going right up to the seizure of vehicles. And in fact, people could also potentially be liable for prosecution for a range of road traffic offences, including some of the most serious, including dangerous driving.
So if a PSNI officer is called or is going past and sees this happen, does he or she intervene, or do they take a note of what they see? Because I'm just wondering, do these bikes have, they probably don't have number plates and whatever, the guys on them could just zoom off and they see the police, couldn't they?
Yeah, and they quite often do, and it is often a difficult judgment call for police officers as to whether they try and pursue those individuals, because at times that can actually expose them and other members of the public to a greater degree of risk. The best way actually to deal with this, Frank, is if people within the community know who the riders of the bikes are, if they have a word with their local neighbourhood police officer, or if they call us in the 101 system, or in fact report anonymously through Crime Stoppers on their number, which is 0800 555 111. We can then go out and speak to these people. Quite often they're young people. We can also have a chat with their parents, warn them in accordance with the legislation in the first instance. And then if the conduct persists, we can then look, as I say, at seizure or potentially reporting people for road traffic offences.
So if you have a quad or a scrambler in the vicinity of Ballysillan, it doesn't strike me as the best place to live, to own one of these. Being from the country, I see them used for the correct purposes on farms and whatever, and also on dirt tracks, the scramblers on the proper tracks. But if you live in the city, surely, number one, you don't need a scrambler or a quad, and number two, if you have invested in one, you should then be travelling out to some place in the country that legally is legally open for the use of these machines.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and the parks and playing fields are obviously there for other leisure activities, and clearly it's not safe for people to use them in those areas. It exposes both the riders, their passengers, but also other members of the public who are trying to enjoy those spaces to an unacceptable level of risk. There are people, and I think it has to be said as well, have a quite legitimate interest in off-road motocross and things like that. But as you said, there are other places they can do that, and in fact, these vehicles can be used on private land with the proper authorities. And I would recommend that anyone who has that interest goes online, has a look at some of the local motocross clubs and associations that are online there for across the country, and they can get in touch with those clubs and even take some advice from them in terms of where the best place for them to use these vehicles would be.
Do you think it's an accident waiting to happen? There have been accidents in the past, sadly. Is there another one looming, considering the amount of activity in Ballysillan or elsewhere?
Well, I'm confident that, you know, working with the local community, Belfast City Council and others, we can do, you know, hopefully avoid any kind of recurrence of this. But sadly, it does evoke memories of some of the tragedies that have happened in the past. And, you know, fresh in my mind is a terrible incident we had back in May 2011 when a young guy was killed, an Italian passenger on one of these bicycles or motorcycles when it was on the road. You know, clearly we'll be doing everything we can to try and avoid a recurrence of that, and we want to keep everybody safe out there.
And in the meantime, because I know there's a lot of community action in Ballysillan raising the issue, on Saturday a man was almost knocked down by one, will there be a greater presence of the police with regards to this? It's hardly high up your priority list.
Well, keeping people safe is what we're all about, and therefore it will be a priority for us. It's certainly a priority for the local community. But again, whilst we have a range of powers to deal with it, the police alone won't bring a solution to this problem. And I'm pleased to say that Belfast City Council, I know, have already looked again at Ballysillan Park and have brought forward a number of proposals for changes that can be made up there that would hopefully prevent this kind of activity happening. So we'll continue to work with them and with people within the local community to try and address the issue.
Okay, Chief Inspector, thanks for coming on. Thank you.
No, thank you.
That's Chief Inspector Bobby Singleton from the PSNI. How much of an issue is it for you? You can let us know again. You've said it in the past. You can say it again this morning. 90 333 105. The quads and the scramblers. Or indeed, is there a situation where a small number of Egypts are getting a bad name for all the kids? And it tends to be youngsters that have them. They're getting a bad name for all the, the people who have these scramblers and quads and who get great fun from them. You know, I see them in the countryside and they're a fabulous tool for farming. And a quad bike, you know, properly used, the lads who go out on the motocross, what a brilliant, brilliant sport. But those who wreck a public park and spin the wheels and turn it into a mud bath and zoom past people out walking their dogs, like, that is total madness. You can let us know what it's like in your neck of the woods. 90 33 105.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Listening to you.